How to make all speakers work on surround sound 2022. Surround sound can create a more immersive audio experience. However, you don't necessarily need the actual systems anymore, as some speakers come equipped with their surround sound modules. Whether you're an audiophile looking to improve your technique or new to the world of surround sound, here are some essential things to help you know how to make all speakers work on surround sound. What is surround sound? Surround sound, a sound reproduction technique, uses multiple audio channels from speakers to surround the listener to increase the quality and depth of good sound. This is the most common use of surround sound in movies. Compared to traditional stereo systems, a recording and playback system creates a more authentic audio experience in a home or cinema. Surround sound techniques can significantly enhance action movies and concerts. How to make all speakers work on surround sound. What are your other options? These are some simple solutions to sound problems in your speaker. 1. There is no sound. Now you are done setting up the speakers, placing wires, and making adjustments. When you sit down to enjoy your blockbuster movie, all of a sudden, there is no sound. You can usually fix the problem quickly unless there is an extreme power surge. Make sure the surround sound receiver is unplugged and that there is no power. Make sure you check all sound connections correctly, speaker wires, power cables, speaker wires, wires held tight, etc. If the problem persists, then you can change the AV receiver settings or test the speaker settings. There are many to look at. You might need to assign audio channels or speakers if nothing else works. 2. The front speakers are not very loud. The AV receiver settings usually fix this problem. It is easy to learn how to make a surround sound system work with all speakers if you understand the main problem. Most speakers are small or large, and the AV receiver settings cover a wide range. Your home theater system could fail if you choose the wrong type. Find the size by going to the AV receiver settings. If you have satellite speakers, choose small. If you have tall or bulky freestanding speakers, choose essentially. You can also adjust the crossover of your subwoofer. Your front speakers can produce too much sound, especially sound, and the music will be terrible and distorted. Adjust it to 80 Hz, and then adjust it until you get the right audio. 3. Surround speakers are silent. First, keep the volume low. This is a standard error made by newbies. Sometimes certain scenes or movies can be tranquil, and it may feel like your surround speakers are not working. It will solve 25% of your problems if you turn the volume up. The AV receiver settings will show you the options for each speaker. You must ensure that the sound system connections are correctly set. Playing music through your AV receiver is easy because most songs can be played on no more than 2 center channel speaker systems. Turn 2.1 audio into 5.1 surround sound by setting the receiver. Although settings can vary between receivers, most have the exact location under DSP settings. To ensure that they can produce a surround sound system, test the sources. If you have a Blu-ray player, set the separate output audio to multiple streams. If you don't know how to make a surround sound system louder, following these steps will make your sound better. 4. Low sound quality in high speakers. Ceiling speakers and height are complex, but it is possible to fix a lousy din. It would help to focus on the receiver's settings, the most common being the codec settings. It could be caused by waves bouncing incorrectly if you move high speakers. To see the difference, compare the side of a new position to the old material. To see if the manufacturer suggests a specific position, consult the owner's guide. 5. Humming noises. You will eventually experience a hum when you learn how to make the surround sound work together. This guide for beginners is very helpful in getting the home theater system working correctly. It is simple. 2 pieces of an electrical circuit are at the root of the problem. The 60 Hz ground loop, which is an interference, is the source of an annoying hum. It can be challenging to get your speakers to surround sound right, but it is possible. First, identify the problem elements. You can adjust your receiver's volume to fix the problem. If it gets louder or quieter, that is a sign you have a problem. You can try another input to hear audio the hum. Take out all cables that connect the stereo receiver to everything else. You should ensure that the speakers and power supply are connected. You might be able to find the problem element and repair it. An isolation transformer is required if the problem is with digital optical cable box television. A ground isolator can be used to locate another source. If you're not sure of what to do, call customer service or an electrician. 6. No bass. You might need to change the frequency of your crossover frequencies if you can't hear the bass. This should be your first step. You will need to adjust the frequency in small increments starting at 80 Hz. But what if it doesn't work? 7. Check out all the connections. Check that the RCA cable between the receiver and subwoofer is correctly plugged. It is essential to plan the location of the subwoofer. Place the subwoofer in the listening position. Next, crawl across your floor to hear the good surround sound speakers. The subwoofer will now be in the correct position. If you are looking to test your speaker, then we can help. https://hookaudio.com/how-to-test-speakers/. How to calibrate speakers. The speaker settings should be adjusted so that they are equal in frequency at the listening location. They will complement each other, and neither speaker will be louder than the other. This allows the surround sound system to travel around the room in a normal and natural way. An SPL meter can be used to calibrate low-end devices such as a home theater in a box. They are much cheaper than calibrating manually, and they are easy to use. You can play a test tone through each speaker of your receiver, then adjust the SPL meter to the same value for each speaker. This should be done while seated in the same place. Due to the inaccuracy of the SPL meter in reading bass tones, the subwoofer will likely under-read the meter. To balance the rest, you will need it to be raised a bit higher. Modern receivers come with an automatic setup system that calibrates them. To make them work, you will need to place a microphone in the listening position. The receiver will then play each speaker one at a time before calibrating the device settings and eaching it for you. The subwoofer's gain control should be set to the middle of the dial. The subwoofer's crossover frequency should be set to the highest setting. There are some things you should keep in mind while doing this. You want the room as quiet as possible. You don't want any booming or knocking from passing buses to disrupt the final result. The subwoofer is different from other speakers. Subwoofers are designed to reproduce the low bass portion of the audio spectrum. A subwoofer will dramatically improve the perceived efficiency of your audio device. Many people might not have the equipment necessary to play low frequencies. A subwoofer will significantly improve the quality of your audio device. A lack of equipment will make it difficult for many people to play low frequencies. You don't have to make it too loud for the room to shake. It is best to have it balanced so that it only reinforces the bottom end. Cables for specific inputs and outputs. Depending on which 5.1 surround sound setup was ordered and pre-existing peripherals, you can only use some of the connectors below. HDMI. HDMI is an essential component of today's surround sound system and home theater sound system. It can be used for HD and 4K sources, e.g., it works with Blu-ray players and digital optical cable boxes, and gaming consoles. Most receivers have between 2 and 4 HDMI optical inputs, as well as an out that connects the speaker to your TV. If your receiver is HDMI cable compatible, you will have fewer cables to connect the speakers to the receiver box. An inexpensive yet effective HDMI cable is available almost everywhere. Digital coaxial and opto inputs. Both optical inputs and coaxial inputs perform the same function. However, optical cables are more expensive and more flexible than coaxial cables. These connections allow signals to be transmitted between devices using the SPDIF, Sony, Philips Digital Audio Interface Protocol. Stereo audio, Dolby Digital Surround Sound System, and DTS are supported. Speaker terminals. Speaker connections are essential when building a home theater surround sound system. Although it can seem daunting, this matrix of relations explains everything. Each section has its label, surround, center, and front. Speaker wire and banana plugs can be used to connect speakers that do not have their own power source. These are great if you don't want to have to connect the wires to your plugs. Now, add each speaker to the correct link. For example, the center channel speaker must be connected to one of the center-labeled speaker connections. Subwoofer preamp output. Your subwoofer will also require a dedicated link. Subwoofers are equipped with amplifiers. The receiver doesn't have to power the woofer, and it has its own preamp. It is responsible for transmitting the audio signal. Subwoofer wires are required for this purpose. Optimize the room. One of the best things you can do is to look around. Are there different surfaces in your space? Hardwood is translucent and reflects surround sound audio very well. The carpet absorbs sound waves that are dampened. A mix of soft and hard surfaces is necessary. If your space is entirely hardwood, invest in thicker curtains or rugs. It's a smart move to place furniture closer to the wall to reduce unwanted echo. If acoustic therapy is within your budget and not too distracting, you can get foam panels to put in the room. Mount it on the corners, roof, or walls with bass traps. After installing the surround sound system absorbing fixtures, remove anything that might block surround sound waves from reaching your surround sound speakers. This is easy. Don't place a table or sculpture between you and the speaker. The stereo speakers should be placed near the side of the sofa in the worst case. This reduces the impact of distant reflecting surfaces. This sounds like a lot of work. Is surround sound worth it? You're right. You are correct. Visual entertainment is a form of escapism that allows you to experience something other than your reality. It's worth the time and financial investment. Audio informs how we see the world as we move through our daily lives. Although we are flooded with visual indicators, think about crossing the street. As you cross the street, pedestrians will scrape against the pavement, and distant horns will honk to let you know that there is a near accident or traffic jam. It is easy to forget how much our lives are influenced by hearing. You'll feel more at ease watching your favorite shows and movies if you spend an hour setting up your surround sound system. Although immersion may be a trendy marketing term, it can help us all, regardless of our daily lives. You invest in your self-respect by investing in leisure activities, such as an at-home surround sound system. Market trends are constantly changing, as evidenced by advances in 3D audio and Dolby-enabled soundbars. Traditional surround sound systems could soon become obsolete. The Sennheiser Ambio soundbar is priced at an unbelievable $2,500, so it will likely go out of business. You can still enjoy your Netflix and Hulu movies and shows by grabbing your remaining speaker wire and banana plugs. Conclusion: Surround sound system is a complete home theater system entertainment experience. It can be used to listen to music, watch your favorite TV shows, and even hear the announcers and commentators with crystal clarity. To make all stereo speakers work on surround sound systems, identify the configuration of the receiver and use proper cabling. Next, ensure that all speakers are placed correctly and that the speakers' sound outputs match the configurations of the receivers. As all speakers work differently, ensure that each one is connected correctly. And finally, check for any signal incompatibilities that may prevent surround sound from working. Hook Audio hopes that our guide can help you learn more ways to make your stereo sound speaker better.